I'm Mark Pollack, president of the Giving Back Fund, asking if you'd like to be one of 400 lucky guests invited to the number one party of Super Bowl week. Big Game Big Give is celebrating its 10th year, and this is your chance to attend the most exclusive and meaningful event at Super Bowl, with all proceeds going to charity. Held at a private estate and hosted by Atlanta royalty Ludacris, you'll be treated to an intimate concert by the Black Eyed Peas. Bid on once-in-a-lifetime auction items, including an Aston Martin sports car. Come join us on Saturday night, February 2nd at 6 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available at givingback.org. Givingback.org.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Radio Row here in Atlanta. And I did forget, Matt, and you didn't even remind me, we need to announce we are doing a special, not 1 hour, not 2 hour, but a 3 hour show on Friday from 9 to noon. We will be live from Radio Row.
Finally, at least I get to talk this week.
Well, maybe on Friday, because we are overly booked. Coming up this hour, Mark Pollack will be on. Diamond Dallas Page will be on at the bottom of the hour. We're hoping to get a hold of Shannon Rich. Beck Rawlings is due to be on. But right now we're going to welcome to kind of a celebrity to me, because I was watching Gasparilla the other day. You know, I've lived in Tampa 50-some years. I've never been to Gasparilla. Really?
You're talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
I thought Israel was already there. I thought you were talking to Israel.
He's sitting here right now, Israel Del Toro. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you said that right.
So I'm watching Gasparilla, and I see you there with John Stewart,
yeah.
And you're talking about an event that's coming up. Before we talk about the event, I was starting to tell you guys this before. I make fun of the Air Force.
Right.
I may never do it again after sitting down with you right now. But my former co-host and producer, Wags, was in the Air Force, and I'd make fun of him all the time.
Right.
But like I've kind of said, making fun of a brother, I mean, I was in the Navy, Air Force,
right.
Marines, Coast Guard still doesn't count, but everybody but that, we can make fun of,
right.
But nobody else can.
Very true.
You know, if a non-veteran makes fun of even the Coast Guard, I may stick up for you. So I jumped on Google. I know a little bit about your story.
Right.
And it said severely injured, and I think that's kind of underplaying,
right.
You know, the injury that happened to you back in the day. How long ago was that?
December of 2005.
Tell the national audience a little bit about that.
So I was in Afghanistan, and on December 4th, 2005, I was on a mission with a scout team. And we got ambushed. An IED exploded underneath my Humvee. I was in the lead vehicle. And, you know, people talk about, you know, your life flashes in front of you when something like that happens. I never believed it, but when it hit me, all these images started popping in my head. You know, three ones that I remember, like, me and my wife are finally going to get married by the church after our third attempt. You know, we're going to go honeymoon in Greece. But the one that really stuck to me was the image of me and my son teaching him how to play ball. And then something clicked, got out of the truck. And I tried to run to the creek because there's a creek about 200 meters behind me. And the reason I tried to run to it is because I was on fire from head to toe. But then I collapsed. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to die here. I broke my promise to my family that I always come back. I broke my promise to my son that I'll never let him grow up without his dad like I did. But most importantly, I broke my promise to my dad. The last words he told me before he passed away was, promise to always take care of your family. But then that's when one of my teammates helps me up and helps me jump into the creek to extinguish the flames. And even though I got hurt, like I said, it was a planned ambush. So we were getting hit. I'm the guy that's causing the airstrikes, you know. I'm the guy that's on the radio, so they try and take us out first. Well, luckily, the other vehicle had a radio, and I told one of the scout team members, I was like, hey, man, repeat everything I say so we can get some aircraft in here to save the team.
Now, Wikipedia and Google's never right.
Right.
You know, we already know that. But it says, and I'm curious if this was really one of your first words,
right.
When you came out of the creek and the flames were out or almost out, did you say that sucked?
I did. I totally did say that. Well, you know, even my teammate looked at me. He was like, dude, are you trying to be funny? I was like, no, man, I just got blown up. I was on fire. I had to jump in a freezing cold creek in December in Afghanistan. This sucks. But again, I don't know if it was just me subconsciously trying to calm the situation down.
Right. Which it would have had to.
Because we were getting hit.
Right.
And my guys are needing help. So it kind of calmed us both down to, all right, dude, Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, my leg hurts a little, but at the time I was like, I got all my appendages. I'm good. Just let me try and do my mission.
Now, there's many different ways I can ask this question because I already know the answer. Yeah. But, you know, looking at you and what happened to you, you just told me you were going to jump on your retirement, but there was like you had to fight to stay in the military?
Well, yeah, when I finally woke from my coma, you know, I wanted to continue serving. And people always said, why? It was like, DT, get out. You make so much money now that you do public speaking. You get paid a lot. And I was like, it's not about the money. I love serving my country. I love being in the Air Force. I love being a TACP. You know, that's my career. So why do I want to give that up? It's so hard to find a job you truly love, and I truly love my job. So I fought. You know, people will say, well, you can't do stuff. It's like, all right, I'm going to show you I can still do stuff. Yeah, I can't be an operator. I understand that. You know, unless we become like Star Wars and I get a Luke Skywalker hand and use Jedi mind trick on people. But I can't do that, but I can instruct. I could be a teacher. I can an instructor for the guys that want to go in special operations. I could teach them my craft. So, you know, and it took till February 2010 when I became the first 100% disabled airman to reenlist in the Air Force.
Wow. And now your retirement is coming up.
Yep. After 22 years, you know, it's time. And I'm honored that a lot of my friends, even the chief of staff of the Air Force, reached out to try and convince me to continue serving. Because a lot of them want to see me make that last rank, chief master sergeant.
Right.
You know, where only 1% of the Air Force ever makes that rank. But, you know, it's time. My son's a junior in high school.
Wow.
You know, I want to spend this summer with them. Because, you know, next year he graduates. He's thinking about college that next summer and want to be with his friends. So, you know, it's ready time to start my next chapter in my life.
Let's tie it into football for a minute, then we'll talk about the event that's coming to Tampa Bay. A winner of, a recipient of, I don't know the official wording, right, of the Pat Tillman Award as well.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, that was very surprising. I've always watched the ESPYs. That's the only award show I care about. You know, I don't care about Tonys, Oscars, whatever, Grammys. And when I was notified that I was like a finalist, I'm like, you got to be freaking kidding me. I know who Pat Tillman is. Any special operations guy knows who Pat Tillman is. I knew him before.
Hopefully anybody. You know, not even us military, right, or not even us NFL people. Anybody knows who Pat Tillman is.
What he gave up to go serve his country reminded me of a lot of the old-time players back during World War II.
Ted Williams,
yeah. you know, all those guys. And to be a finalist and being told that I won, it was like the greatest honor. I couldn't explain it. I was like, you know, I'm no one special. At least I don't think I am. You know, all I did was
do my job,
right, keep that promise of my dad, and you take care of your family. I wasn't expecting anything special about it. And so being honored with that, I was truly blessed. And, you know, I try and live up to his image, to what he stood for to this day.
All right, let's bring it back home in the Tampa Bay area. National show broadcasting out of Tampa, St. Pete. Big events coming up. Is it this summer?
It's this summer. It's actually, I think it's June 21st or 30th there in Tampa Bay. It's called the Warrior Games, DOD Warrior Games, which consists of wounded service members from all different branches.
Including Coast Guard?
Yeah, Coast Guard's included with the Navy.
Okay. Well, no, it's a do you know that you have to be 6 feet or taller to be in the Coast Guard?
You
didn't know that?
No.
That way, if their ship sinks, they can walk back to shore.
You know, you're going to get some phone calls for that.
Yeah, okay, it's all good.
But also other countries will be there. Actually, Prince Harry got his idea of the Invictus Games from the Warrior Games. So it's all Paralympic-style competitions to include cycling, shooting, track and field, swimming, golf, sitting volleyball, wheelchair basketball, wheelchair rugby, and it's all free. And you get to see these guys compete because a lot of times these guys miss that camaraderie. Sure. And they miss being part of the team, and being able to do that again is an amazing feeling. Seeing that light in their eyes of that I'm alive, I can still do things, is an amazing thing.
Now, John Stewart made it very clear during the Gasparilla telecast, you're a world champion, a multi-world champion, I believe, right?
Yes, sir.
What are you a world champion in?
I own 3 world records in the shot put, discus, and javelin.
What are the records?
Let's see.
A long way.
Shot put is, I want to say, 12.25 meters. Discus is 36 meters, I think. And javelin is, I want to say, about 32.
Wow. Long and longer. Before I let you go, how do people get involved? How do they help? How do they donate? How can they help you guys?
Well, at least for the Warrior Games, you go on to the DLD warriorgames.org, and there you're able to, you know, if you want to volunteer and help out, that's a way to do it. I know they also contact the CARE Coalition. That's SOCOM. They're kind of in charge of it.
Okay.
Special Operations Command. They can reach out to them on either, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and all that. They all have that. But, you know, it's going to be a cool experience. And like I said, you know, I'm looking forward to this I'll still be active because my last day of military life will be August 1st. You know, my ceremony in April. So it'll be, you know, transitioning to that next part. And, you know, being honored also be the co-captain for the team. But like I said, I'm looking forward to it. And I think I'll finally start writing that book that everyone keeps asking me about. Wants me to do it, you know.
All right, Matt, do you want to do it or do you want me to do it? Because I already know what you're thinking.
Yeah, well, we got to cook for these guys. We got to host roll the red carpet at Tour de Pizza.
So my co-host, who's back in St. Pete, owns two pizzerias in St. Pete.
Oh, nice.
So on behalf of Matt, who can jump in at any time, we want to invite you down, your team down. He'll feed all you guys whatever kind of pizzas you want. And he did a pizza diet. He rode his bike from St. Pete to New York to promote pizza and the health of pizza. So we'd like to invite you down at any time, and we can figure out what day and how many times. But we want to feed you while you guys are in town.
You know what he should do? John, is that his name, John?
No, Matt.
Matt. Matt, you know what you should do when you see John Stewart? Take him a Chicago-style pizza, because he got into it with the mayor of Chicago of which pizza's better, New York-style or Chicago-style.
I will absolutely do that.
Well, it depends on whether you want to be on the good side or the bad side.
Well, you know, John likes a lot of smack to me, so if I'm able to...
Oh, you're the one to do it. Okay.
Yeah, give him a little thing. Here you go, man. The best pizza's from Chicago.
We will definitely set that up. We'll bring it in and the whole nine yards. Good, Matt?
Absolutely. It'd be my honor.
Israel, sir, thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure,
I appreciate it. And whatever you guys need from us, don't hesitate.
No, thank you. Thank you. I'm looking forward to hanging out there in Tampa.
Awesome. Very good stuff that is coming up this summer. We're going to have them heavily involved, and I'm looking forward to it. All right. We're going to get right into the next event. On the phone with us right now, the president and founder of the Giving Back Fund. Thank you, sir. An awesome charity event that's coming up Saturday night. Let's welcome him to the program. That's Mark Pollack. Mark, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on.
We appreciate your time, and I'm hoping that I can pull this off for Friday. We just added a Friday show, and hopefully we can get you on Radio Row, get you back on the program to talk more about it. Talk to me a little bit about, this is the 10th annual Big Game, Big Give. Talk about the event, but first and foremost, talk about the Giving Back Fund.
Well, thank you very much. The Giving Back Fund was an idea that I had in the shower about 22 years ago in Boston to help athletes and entertainers do philanthropy right. I saw a lot of athletes and entertainers who were trying to do good and didn't quite understand all the IRS rules, and they were ending up on front page of newspapers for foundations that were imploding from mismanagement. And I thought, what a shame that here guys are trying to do good in the world and they're not able to accomplish it. So I created the Giving Back Fund in Boston. Are we still on? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. We're here.
I created it in Boston 22 years ago. The first client was the captain of the Boston Celtics then, Dee Brown. And the second was a quarterback named Doug Flutie. And the third and fourth clients were two young music stars who were in love at the time, named Brittany and Justin. And since then, we've created more than 300 foundations to do work all over the world. We work with athletes, entertainers, business entrepreneurs, and it's sort of design-build philanthropy. You come with what you have in your heart and your head, and our team will design it and build it anywhere in the world. And so that's the Giving Back Fund. It's a philanthropy organization that does work everywhere.
Are you still in Boston?
No. So we moved our headquarters. We ended up working with Magic Johnson for a while, and he traded us office space for services. And so I took the free office space in L.A. And, you know, you can do sports from Boston, but it's a lot easier to do entertainment from L.A. And so now our headquarters is in Los Angeles.
I got you. I was going to try to be funny. I was stationed in Boston, and I was just curious if construction is still going on the tunnel.
And our office was right next to it, literally right down by Boston Garden, and we endured all that construction for so many years. It's done now, but we're in L.A., so we don't have the benefit of the fruits of all that construction.
But now you just deal with traffic out there. So Saturday night, a huge charity event. I've asked some people here on Radio Row. They've heard about it. They've tried to come out to it. It is like the number one ticket Super Bowl week. Talk to us about Big Game, Big Give.
So 10 years ago, we decided to create an event that would put philanthropy center stage on arguably the world's biggest stage. More media credentials are given out for the Super Bowl than any other event in the world, 7,000. And so we wanted to do an event that was the complete opposite of most Super Bowl events. If you've ever been to them, and I'm sure you have, you know, the Playboy and the Maxim parties and DirecTV and all of those, ESPN, they're loud and crowded and noisy, and there's a VIP section, and they're in a venue somewhere. Our event is the exact opposite. It's not in a venue. It's in a private home, a large home. And it's not loud. It's not crowded. It's not noisy, and it's all VIP. So you're literally sitting on someone's living room couch, having a conversation with Aaron Rodgers, and you can actually hear him. With a lot of the parties, you know, you're hoarse after the party talking to the person next to you because you have to scream. So it's a very different kind of event, and it's all for charity. We raised, over the last 9 years, this is the 10th anniversary, we raised over $10 million, and we split it between local charities in the Super Bowl city and national charities. And this year, we're looking to set another record for the most money ever raised at the Super Bowl. We're very excited about this year.
Awesome. How can people get information? How can they purchase one of these last couple tickets that are available?
So if they go to givingback.org, all one word, givingback.org, there'll be information on Big Game, Big Give. They can come and hear the Black Eyed Peas do their famous anthem, Let's Get It Started, which is about the best song you could have to start an event. And, of course, Ludacris, who's Atlanta royalty, is hosting it. Jamie Foxx is supposed to stop by. We have a whole raft of players coming. But you'll feel good about coming to this event because your ticket's tax-deductible and all the money goes to charity. And we've never paid a celebrity in 10 years. Instead, they get to choose a charity, and we make a donation to that charity.
Awesome. Definitely great stuff. Mark, thank you for your time. Hopefully we'll have you back on Friday. We can talk about it again the day before one of the greatest charity events, the 10th annual Big Game.
Can I say one more thing?
Mark, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you so much. Oh, can I say one more thing? Steve Gleason, who's an American hero, is our honoree this year. He is the face of ALS in the United States. He just won the Congressional Gold Medal, and we're presenting him with the Extraordinary Philanthropic Achievement Award at this event.
Oh, wow. That takes an awesome event up, you know, two or three notches right there. That good stuff for sure. And hopefully I'll be out there and, you know, I can meet. Well, hopefully I'll meet you on Friday on Radio Row. But I'm planning on being there Saturday night as well. It'll be a good time.
I can't wait to meet you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. That is Mark Pollack, president and founder of the Giving Back Fund. Good stuff there, Matt. That's still there?
That's amazing. That's my other question is, who would you want to sit on the couch and talk to at that intimate celebrity event?
Oh, wow.
You can sit with anyone. Who would it be?
Honestly, I know without a doubt who it would be.
Rocky? Rocky Balboa?
Rocky Balboa. Absolutely, it would be. You know, what's funny is I went to a media event last night, and I was talking to somebody, and my sister-in-law was in Stallone's house the other day. She does business. She works for, I don't even know if I should say it, but I think it's called Evine, which is kind of like Home Shopping and QVC. Right. And they do a lot with Stallone's wife. And so they took a picture of my sister-in-law and Sylvester Stallone. And here's my thing. I don't want to meet Sylvester Stallone. I want to meet Rocky Balboa.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
But
if Rocky's in character, I don't know if you want him sitting on your couch if it's nice because it's all sweaty.
Well, but it's not my couch, so I want him to sit on the couch.
There you go.
Say, right. CEO, why don't you come over here? You knock him down. Why don't you try knocking me down now? Greatest line in any movie. That line right there.
Speaking of movies, sad news coming out today that Julius Campbell has passed away. his story, Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
Has passed away age of 65 due to organ failure.
Really? Wow. Yeah. You know that I have an autographed photo of the entire team.
Do you really?
Yeah. Of the real athletes from the high school.
Wow.
So I used to bank at a bank, and I know we have to hit this break because Diamond Dallas Page is due here momentarily. So I used to bank at this facility, and we were talking, and she knew that I was a sports show host and blah, blah, blah. So you know how they had strong side? And
yeah,
they had
course.
Right side? Was it right? Left side. Left side and strong side. He was the third linebacker, and his wife was my banker at the bank that Talking Sports would bank at.
Wow.
So. Yeah, definitely good stuff. All right, let's go do this because I'm afraid that if we're still in the middle of a break, DDP will go to somebody else, and we cannot have that. So let's go hit this break, and when we come back, we're going to be banging and banging some more with Diamond Dallas Page when we return. Coming to you live from Super Bowl Radio Row, Super Bowl LIII, Rams, Patriots. We may talk a little of the game. Then again, we may not. Brought to you by 8 Man Strong and StatZone. This is Knockout Radio.
This is the TanTalk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StatZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Hi, I'm Mark Pollack, president of the Giving Back Fund, asking if you'd like to be one of 400 lucky guests invited to the number one party of Super Bowl week. Big Game Big Give is celebrating its 10th year, and this is your chance to attend the most exclusive and meaningful event at Super Bowl, with all proceeds going to charity. Held at a private estate and hosted by Atlanta royalty Ludacris, you'll be treated to an intimate concert by the Black Eyed Peas. Bid on once-in-a-lifetime auction items, including an Aston Martin sports car. Come join us on Saturday night, February 2nd at 6 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available at givingback.org. givingback.org.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the TanTalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
And we're back talking sports with Randy Harris. Randy, there. Did we lose our feed? Randy is live in Atlanta, in Media Row, as you guys know. Hello, hello. Randy. All right, I guess I'll be on my own for a little bit. But Super Bowl 53 going on in Atlanta this Sunday. As you know, New England Patriots taking on Los Angeles Rams. Looks like the studio's calling in. I'm here.
I'm here.
Hey, there he is. What's going on, Randy? Welcome back.
I'm just talking. DDP, I guess, ran to go get a sandwich. So now he's going to jump on at 3:45. So
you schedule a DDP yoga session. I'll drive up for that thing.
I've done it before.
Yeah?
I've done a personal DDP yoga session at his studio.
Well, get another one. I'll come up.
I'll tell you what. It kicked ass. I mean, it's unbelievably hard and unbelievably easy at the same time, if that makes sense.
Sure.
You know,
have you seen that documentary or the video of him helping Jake the Snake Roberts? You kind of got him like back in mobile and helping him out?
Yeah, I'm going to lie and say, yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, it's pretty incredible, man. It's amazing.
No, I've heard about it, and obviously Paige has been on numerous times, and we've talked about it. But, you know, trying to get me to sit still for long enough to watch, you know, a cartoon.
All right.
You know, it is not good. So why don't we do this? Do you have something important to talk about?
I mean, I never really have anything important to talk about.
I didn't think so. So let's reach out. What?
Go ahead.
No, I'm going to say then let's reach out to Shannon Rich now. We'll get him on just for a couple minutes, you know, and then that way we'll be, you know, ready for when Paige comes back, if he makes it back in time. But
Shannon just lost probably 99% of his fan base.
Because he's coming on the show?
Not just that, but he posted a photo of him on the beach in Cancun. And everybody in the rest of the country is dealing with a polar vortex.
Oh, if he's already in Cancun, that means his phone's not going to work down there, I would assume, right?
I don't know if he's arrived there, but he posted a photo on the beach. It was just like, stay warm, my northern friends. It's pretty cool.
All right. Well, that's up to you. I'll let you produce. I'll let you decide, you know, if we reach down to Mexico.
We got to talk to Rich. We haven't seen him for like 2 weeks now. He hasn't been on.
You know who I've been trying to get on? And I met his handler at the Bare Knuckle event that I went to in Mississippi. You know, it's just one of the things I like about the show that we do. We're broadcasting live from the Super Bowl. There's NFL royalty walking around.
All
right?
Over.
You know who I want to get on the show after Warren Sapp, who we had on? My number two concern, Mark Summers. Do you know who that is?
The producer for Amazing Race, or
Mark Summers was the host. He's now a producer and director at Nickelodeon, but he was the host of Double Dare and Double Dare.
Double Dare, that's a legendary show.
Are you kidding me? I think he also did. It was another one, something of the Temple or something. I think he did.
Didn't they have the "You can't do that on TV"? You can't say that. There was like a slime. There was like a green slime that you said the right key word, and they would slime you with green slime.
Let me reach down and try to get, I don't know, I missed what you were saying because I'm trying to get the proper number for Shannon. Say it again. Talk to me again.
No, I said that growing up, there was a show called, like, you can't say that on TV or you can't do that on TV. And if you said the code word, they would like slime you with a big bucket of green slime.
Well, then that could be.
I think that was part of that whole Double Dare era. So.
Dare, it's to you. I double dare. Because daring's not enough. Now we double dare.
No, it's like so what's it like at the Super Bowl? I mean, the media event, obviously. That's such a big deal.
Well, I guess it starts with what Mark Pollock just said. Over 7,000 credentialed media. So starting with that. So there's not 7,000 media covering the Daytona 500. There's not 7,000 media covering, you know, your favorite MMA event, you know, Bellator for Champ, you know, or any of that. It's just, I don't know what made it what it is, but it is what it is.
So I was 7,001? I mean, how did I get left off that list?
I don't know. I think work's out on you.
Yeah, apparently they know where I am. Well, maybe I'll just go to Brazil for the fight this weekend, February 2nd, and Brazil.
Is it this weekend or is it next weekend?
February 2nd, 8 p.m.
Is it
the main card?
Well, and they've always had a UFC Super Bowl Saturday. And, you know, back in my younger day when I didn't mind traveling as much, I would come to Radio Row. I'd do shows Monday through Friday. I would then fly Friday afternoon to Vegas to be there for the fight on Saturday. I would then red-eye Saturday night back to the Super Bowl to go to the game on Sunday.
Well, we got a stacked card. I mean, it's a pretty decent fight card if you want me to run through it real quick.
I would love you to do that.
Yeah. The main event, the main card is Rafael Asancio. I can't pronounce it.
I know you can.
I guess Marlon Moraes. The featherweight belt, the co-main event is Jose Aldo versus Renato Machino. And then Damian Maia versus Lehman Good. Charles Oliveira versus Damon Tamur. Johnny Walker versus Justin Litt.
Doesn't he make good whiskey?
Which one, Johnny Walker?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got a pretty cool mohawk. And then you got the female fight, the women's strawweight bout versus Souza versus Frota. That's your main event. That's your rundown of the main card. And then your prelims, you have Perez versus Hernandez. You have Varela versus Santos. You have Thiago Alves versus your boy and our friend, Max Griffin.
No, I didn't realize Max was on the card.
Yeah, Max is fighting.
We need to get better producers of the show. That's what we need to do.
Well, we need to get a producer for the show.
That's true.
But yeah, no.
So we need to have a producer. I got you.
There we go. That's a job posting right now on Intuit.
I'm seeing a svelte human being walking in like it's nobody's business. God, back to the card.
I mean, the rest of it is just names that I can't pronounce and people you've never heard of. So
that's the beauty of you announcing the card.
All right, let's keep going. There's Junior Albini versus Jairzinho. Jairzinho.
I'm gonna buy a vowel.
All right, here's the last name. Here it comes. Rozenstruik. Rozenstruik.
Sure.
Then the next fight, Geraldo de Freitas versus Felipe Corrales. And then Sid, his first name is Sid, S-A-I-D. I mean, I don't know. You follow that with Bubaloovtoof and Bonatorin. It's just crazy, man. These names can't be real.
No, they're definitely real.
No, it's like famous people. They have aliases, right? Like they use like Dwayne Johnson is The Rock. Like these have to be fighting names they just make up.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you.
Why would you name your kid Sid?
Maybe it's Syed.
I guess. I don't know. But they're all fighting, and some of them will win, some of them will lose.
No kidding. Oh, my God. I can't believe you just said that. I'm broadcasting from the biggest media event on planet Earth, and you just said some will win and some will lose.
I'm sorry to break it to you, but you're going to have the same result at your game that you're covering.
No, not some. One will win and one will lose.
Yeah, but unless the referees decide that no one wins.
I really wanted to go to the commissioner's press conference just to hear how many times he's asked why he didn't replay the Saints game, and the response, you know, from all the media, as well as how about there was a Kansas City media person who asked Tony Romo how he felt getting the Kansas City defensive coordinator fired.
Oh yeah, yeah, he was calling the plays in advance. I mean,
every single one of them. He called every single play.
Now, I guess like in golf, I mean, after a round is finished, right? Like they go back to the clubhouse, the scores are entered, but it's not official or called until after everything's in, till everyone's finished, till all the you know penalties have been assessed. You know, can't they do something like that for the playoffs, like an important game, like use instant replay and then validate like whether like the game is going to be replayed or not like after the fact? Like, can't they do something to prevent that from happening again?
All right, let me be Debbie Downer on that. Here's my problem with that. Okay. What makes the playoff game more important than the first game of the season? Because the first game of the season, how many times has a team missed the playoffs on one game. How many times can you go back and look at any game and say, well, there was three plays that coulda, shoulda, woulda? Here's my response to what happened to the New Orleans Saints. And it was a total hose job. I get all of that. They still had a chance to win the game. It still went into overtime. The New Orleans Saints and Drew Brees still had the ball first, like Tom Brady. The only difference is Mr. Perfect drove, well, a nice wrestling analogy there. Mr. Perfect Tom Brady drove the Patriots down and scored, not putting the ball back in Mahomes' hand. Drew Brees didn't do that. Drew Brees threw an interception. Whether it was his fault, a receiver's fault, the referee fell down, it doesn't matter. They had the ball with the chance to go on and win, and they didn't do it.
Then with technology, can't we just remove the officials and just let the instant replay, like the play happens, they review it, and then they just make a spot, and then like it's like a delay. It's like, but I don't know. There's got to be a solution. Like, we have way too much technology. There's way too many advancements to like allow this to keep going on and be a sideshow like this.
But again, how many changes? They've made changes. They've now allowed instant replay. They've now done some things differently to better the game. Because my thing is, you know, you want the team that is supposed to win on the field to win. But with that said, with what happened in the New Orleans Saints, Warren Sapp said it. Kevin Carter said it. There were plenty of missed calls. So for everybody to put everything on that one play and not all the other missed calls, there's something wrong with that.
They're putting weight into the fact that there's four officials of that game that live in and around L.A.?
You know, I get it, you know, and you need transparency and all that kind of stuff. But just because you can say it doesn't mean you can do it. Meaning, I've always said that I could referee my mom fight my wife, my brother fighting my son. You know, I believe I can do that, but it's just what it looks like. So are you saying that they need to look at where people are living as to whether they can ref, whether they can judge, you know, whether they can hold a camera?
Well, it's not supposed to be that way, but, you know, facts are facts.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying. And people have brought that up, the fact that three of them lived in L.A. I believe one played for L.A.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, but I don't know.
We did reach out to Shannon Rich, and obviously he's already on the beach in Cancun.
Yeah, I mean, I can feel that that warmth. I mean, it's crazy what's going on with this polar vortex, right? I mean, how cold is it in Atlanta?
I saw a tweet from the president about global warming. It was pretty funny.
Global whammy?
Well, it's no whammy. Big bucks, no whammies.
It's felt warming. That was pretty funny.
So, like I said, I was pretty stoked about Mark Summer, Double Day, Family Double Day, all that kind of stuff. What do your kids watch today? You know, back in the day, you know, they were some of the shows that I used to watch.
You know, so, I mean, my kids are in that YouTube era where they literally watch grown adults videoing their hands opening and unwrapping packaged toys, talking in baby voices and like role playing like weird scenarios. And it's the most odd thing, but you'll see they'll have like 2 million subscribers to their YouTube channel. These families that are doing it are making, you know, $1 million a year in endorsements, and it's just crazy. It's just absolutely crazy that they don't watch TV, they don't watch cartoons, they don't watch movies. They just watch YouTube videos.
I don't think I've ever watched any YouTube video. I guess I've watched a couple music videos.
Oh, you watch YouTube
Red. But, you
know,
I've never watched.
You watch YouTube Red when your boy Billy Zabka was on.
Yep. I can't wait for the next one.
You watch all 8 seasons, right? Was it all 8 episodes?
It was all 10 episodes I watched in one night.
And of course, we're talking about the Karate Kid. What do they call it? The Cobra Kai was the spinoff, right?
Right. Well, Cobra Kai was the gym that the Billy Zabka and Martin Koval. Well, Martin Koval ran Cobra Kai, and Billy Zabka obviously was their star pupil.
Yeah, I think it's time for us to get a YouTube channel, Randy.
I keep getting thrown off. I think I'm going to dinner tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do what?
Yeah. Going to dinner where?
Well, I keep thinking it's tomorrow, but I keep forgetting that today's Wednesday, not Thursday. One of the best steaks I've ever had, I had here in the Roswell, Alpharetta area. And going back Friday night, maybe, maybe not, maybe with Warren Sapp and his team as well.
That's cool. That's
it's
awesome.
Called Pampas. What, P-A-M-P-A-S.
What about the, wasn't there like a big chef, celebrity chef NFL experience going on up there? Randy, is there, can you hear me? We're having some audio issues. Randy's on site.
Yeah, I can hear you. I didn't hear you, but I can hear you now.
All right. So, but wasn't there an NFL experience like where like top chefs came
around? The internet is really bad here.
The but you have like top chefs that coming in for like NFL experience. What night is that?
I don't know when the experience is. I thought I went to the experience, but whatever I went to yesterday was kind of, in you youngin terms, whack. But I think the experience is across the street.
How whack. Wait, man, you're dating yourself there, buddy. We're not going to build our YouTube subscriptions up if you keep using words like whack. You do sound futuristic with your internet connection, though. Sounds like you're like a robot. Randy Harris is live at the Super Bowl. Obviously, he's a media row.
I think I'm live.
There's 7,000 media credentialed reporters and media alike that are all using the same Wi-Fi signal. So we're having trouble connecting with Randy. He's waiting currently on Diamond Dallas Page, who is a local to the Atlanta area. Obviously, DDP Yoga, which has changed lives, and Randy's done it before himself. And someday I hope to get up there and try it myself as well, because it's changing lives and doing some great things for people, getting them mobility back in their bodies. And but we're covering the Super Bowl this week, Super Bowl 53. And we're just waiting on Randy to connect. Or
how can they have such really shady internet here?
Well, you got 7,000, you got 7,000 media guys. Luckily, I'm not there.
I know how we can get better internet.
All right. How are you going to do it?
Get up here as the Naked Pizza Man, and if you run through the radio row, enough media people will run away screaming, you know, from the Naked Pizza Man, that maybe we can get a better connection.
Well, if I run out on the field, I'll probably get tackled.
Yeah, but this is at Radio Row. There's no
but the referees will miss it. They won't even see it. Randy Harris. So I'm just going to keep talking here. Randy, you gotta
get your time.
Huh?
Get your time in, dog. Get your words in so you can get paid.
Oh yeah, I'm on the books. I'm registered. And I can't wait for Friday. As we said at the top of the show, we've extended the show on Friday. We're going to do a 3-hour segment broadcasting live from 9 a.m. till noon. Right here on the same station, Tan Talk 1340 AM and 106.1 FM. Randy's still up in Atlanta, obviously, but we'll be able to go with more in details about the UFC fights, the sanctions. We'll have guests on, obviously. Who knows who's walking by the Super Bowl events that Randy can snag and grab and throw on the radio.
And I don't want you to complain because, you know, you didn't get to talk much today. So I'm going to leave. Now 2 minutes to the top of the hour until 3 minutes after the top of the hour.
And now I got a serious question. I saw that Maroon 5 is not doing any media going into the event due to the Colin Kaepernick controversy and all that. Is that still a buzzword in the media row? Like, are people still talking about the Kaepernick thing? Have we all moved on from that, or is that still relevant at the biggest event of the NFL year?
We'll find out tomorrow when Maroon 5 talks to the media.
They said they're not talking to the media.
They're doing one of two things tomorrow. And I've said from day one, my favorite press conference to cover is the pregame and halftime entertainment press conference.
They announced this morning on the news that they were not going to do their pregame, that they're not doing the pregame interview because of the controversy.
Well, only one other person, to the best of my knowledge, didn't talk to the media. and that was Prince. And instead of talking, Prince performed.
Huh. Well, just so, so you would not, just so you would have to answer their questions, right? So you could just, if the music's no, playing,
yeah,
you don't have to talk.
And instead, Prince put on a concert for the media. So maybe Maroon 5 is going to do that. I didn't know that Maroon 5 announced that they're not coming.
Yeah, I saw it on the news this morning. I was watching, and they announced that they're not going to do the pre-interview. And I was like, well, that's why Randy went up there. He was going just the fanboy. What's the guy's name from Maroon 5? Adam Levine.
Adam Levine.
Are you a fanboy? Like, did you get him a Valentine's Day card?
No, I'm not a fanboy. I'm not a fanboy of Maroon 5.
Oh. I thought that was a big deal. I thought that was a big... Aren't you a big Maroon 5 guy?
I enjoy the press conference. I enjoy because it's different. It's out of the realm of who we cover, who we talk to, that kind of stuff. I'm not a fanboy. I mean, Maroon 5 is good. I mean, I don't mind them. I didn't go to their concert. So would I be a fanboy?
Do you have a suite at the Backstreet Boy concert?
I most certainly do.
You like those boy band groups. That's nice.
I like Backstreet. I like NSYNC. I like... New Kids on the Block. I've seen all three. I'm okay. I've seen Boys to Men, Men to Grandpa.
who's the best? Who's your favorite? 98 Degrees. Like, which is your favorite boy band group of all time? Don't say Beatles or Eagles.
No, I'm just gonna say of the three or four that we just talked about. I've seen all three, and it's difficult. I mean, New Kids on the Block put on a hell of a concert. Yeah, and so do the Backstreet Boys. I don't remember the NSYNC concert, so that means I'm going to drop them to three.
Okay. All right.
Just, you know, if I went to it and I don't remember it, you know, now granted it was longer ago, but I don't know. Both of those concerts that I went to, and it was all recent within the last year, they both were really, really good.
Nice. Well, has there been any of the controversy, the Kaepernick talk up there? I mean, or is the Super Bowl too big of a deal, and everybody just kind of puts that you know, season stuff on the...
I don't think so, but I think most people, you know, what are you going to ask? Are you going to ask, you know, was I going to ask Israel that? You know, I don't want to be that controversial guy. You know, that stuff isn't me.
Well, that's why some of the artists have declined, right? I mean, that's why Cardi B... reportedly said no to doing the halftime show, and yeah, you know, there's other artists, huh?
I said whoever that is.
She's the lady that does Cardi O. No wait, I don't know. She's some rapper chick, but like the new Nicki Minaj, I guess.
Okay, whatever you say.
Or you got to get up on your like lingo. You're in like a music capital, like Atlanta's. You know, the hotbed. You got Usher up there. You got who else? Jamie Foxx. You got a bunch of guys. Ludacris.
I heard a story about who was the guy you just said before Big Boy?
Big Boy's performing. Oh, Ludacris.
No, before that.
Usher? Or Jamie Foxx?
No, I think it was Usher. Usher lives out by my brother. Okay. And I guess my niece, my goddaughter, and a few people saw him at a restaurant. I think it was a Chipotle or whatever. And they asked for a photo. And you know what he said? Only if you buy merch.
No, come on, Usher.
Yeah,
Usher.
Yeah, they had to buy him lunch.
I'm gonna make Tony Dungy buy me lunch next time he takes a photo with me.
Yeah, I saw that you were hanging with TD. Yeah. Oh, that was the question I wanted to ask Warren Sapp.
What?
You know about that big controversy that I still argue with people? Was it Tony Dungy's team or was it John Gruden's team?
I mean, you're inheriting like what was already formed in the locker room. I think it was a different era, though.
You're incorrect. John Gruden didn't inherit it. John Gruden brought in like 28 new players. So I don't see how you could ever say it was Tony Dungy's team.
But we've seen in Miami and stuff like that. You can't just take the best players on paper and put them on a team and expect them to win a championship. I mean, LeBron and D. Wade and Chris Bosh, they went down to Miami and struggled for a couple of years to really gel and to mesh. So, I mean, I think that locker room, the chemistry was set by Tony. It started with Tony. I think it carried over, and Gruden inherited a core and a nucleus. And you know, it starts with the front office all the way down. And So I think it's a Cove championship. I think they should share it 50-50.
And again, I have to disagree with you more than I've ever disagreed with you. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers do not win the Super Bowl without Michael Pittman, Keenan McCardell, and Joe Jarvisius, among others. But without those three, I don't think they win the Super Bowl. And here's the other thing that somebody brought to my attention, because I didn't even think of it. If Tony Dungy's going to get credit for that Super Bowl, then why does Tony Dungy get credit for Warren Sapp? He didn't draft Warren Sapp. So you can't have both.
Well, we'll ask Warren on Friday. We'll save that question for Warren on Friday, and we'll get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, maybe I'll ask him over steaks at this restaurant.
There you go. Now, Tony has that foundation, the All-Pro Dad.
Right.
You know, it's a huge foundation. So I've been doing some work with his director, Mark Baker, over in Pinellas County, and offering my services to go into schools and mentor kids and teach them how to eat right and stay active.
Wait a second. How are you going to mentor children, our youths, in the words of my cousin Vinny? How are you going to mentor our youths when you go by the tagline Naked Pizza Man?
Well, that's just my professional comedic career and my radio name.
I'm just saying.
Wait till you see my... Well, I go by Pizza Gladiator when I'm in the presence of children. When I'm at the nightclub and I'm doing my stand-up comedy, I'm actually the Naked Pizza Man because it's 21 and up.
Give me your thoughts on meeting a comedic legend, Russell Peters, the other day.
I can't wait to open for that man. I've been working on my material. I'm going tomorrow night to the Tampa Improv to lay down some new lines. And when I get my show finally like polished and my timing down and like everything ready, I'm going to have you send him over a link and a video on YouTube. And you'll see me on stage opening for Russell one day. I mark my words. I will open for that man at a real event within the next 2 years.
I'm not going to disagree because I know somebody that could probably put that together.
I know. And he's awesome, man. Like, to watch the Bader fight live against Fedor in the back of the auditorium, feeding Russell Peters with my food and his people, with you and the rest of the Knockout Randy regime. Man, it was a legendary night. I mean, how does it get better than that, other than being at the Super Bowl doing the same thing?
Yeah, it was pretty well. You can't get the pizzas here fresh.
I can find an oven. I got connections in Atlanta.
All right, so get some pizzas made for me. I'm hungry.
All right, I can call some favors. I got some pizza guys up there.
I'm going to probably head out of here shortly. A couple minutes left of this program. It looks like we will not get the diamond one, Paige, on. Maybe we can get them back out here on Friday. Look at everybody running. They're running after somebody, and the athlete's running even faster.
That is getting.
I don't know who it is, but here's my question. How do people who are getting autographs get on Radio Row? I don't get it.
What do you mean? Right? Who's getting autographs?
You ought to see this. This is hilarious. Oh. And whoever they're chasing, he pulled his hat down. He doesn't want people to recognize who it is. And there is probably 50 people chasing whoever this athlete is on Radio Row.
What? Is it Warren? They chasing Warren down?
I mean, again, I've seen him chase down Warren.
Yeah. But I mean, like Warren said it right. I mean, I agree with what he said in the top of the interview. You know, is about, you know, you go out and people expect you to sign things, or yeah, like we bought tickets and supported the team and this year, and we owe you this. And
I have seen people. I've been with Warren when people have come out and said that, and you know, not even to say, oh, they're showing a commercial of Saturday Night's Bare Knuckle right now.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What?
I don't know what TV or what it is. They just showed the Leonard Garcia. We were supposed to get Beck Rawling on. They never sent me her number. So that's why we didn't get her on. But I've seen people come up to Warren and not say, Mr. Sapp, would you? Mr. Sapp, could you? They're like, Warren, sign this.
Wow. See?
I'd expect anybody to kind of say, no, I'm good.
Yeah, no, I think it's just the you know, the signs of society. The respect is gone, and everybody's got this mentality like people owe them something or entitled to something, and they haven't earned anything. And you know, it's sad because these athletes put their health on the line and their life on the line and to entertain the people. And you know, when they're not working and not in uniform and not at the stadium or an assigned event or an autograph session that's scheduled, you know, they're just like the rest of us. They're off work and they shouldn't be bothered.
And in about 90 seconds, I'm going to be off work until Friday.
Well, yeah. But it's great to have another show. I'm so excited about another 3 hours to dive into the Super Bowl and kind of break it down. Can't wait to see who you're going to line up for guests because I know you're connected to the who's who in Atlanta right now.
Yes. Yeah, so next time that I'm at Radio Row, I definitely need to bring you just because I can't run and get a guest. I can't talk to a guest. And I can't have a guest on the air when I'm a one-man thing, kind of like that ordeal that we talked about at the PGA Golf Show the other day, where a guy, and this schmuck, had the show on after us, yet still came and tried to interrupt us in the middle of the show.
That guy was legendary. But if one of the 7,000, you know, 6,999 media guys happens to slip and fall off a building, give me a call. I'll come up. I'll be there by 7.
Or maybe we'll just push them off, but that's good. I do want to thank everybody who tuned in. We are out of time. I want to thank all of our guests, most importantly, the legend himself, number 99. Check out his show, and maybe we'll even do some trivia stuff. So listen to his show. I'll get one of the clips, and we'll give away some really cool stuff. If you're interested in getting in touch with us, it's easy to do on Knockout Radio or on Twitter. Just hit me up, at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
Very good stuff. Once again, we will broadcast a 3-hour special show on Friday, 9 to noon, right here at Radio Row in Atlanta, Super Bowl 53. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.